Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is the Good News Show, and I am so excited to be here. This is Patty Black, and I am back with some good news for you. We have a 5-star rating, and we have dedicated listeners coming to listen to our archive show throughout the week. And I just want to thank everybody, and I want to wish everybody a good morning. I am here with co-host Sherry. Are you on with us, Sherry?
I am, and I want to say good morning to everybody. This is our third week, and we've been having such a good time with this show. First week, we talked about change, and if you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at change, and that was a very powerful message that we got a lot of response to. And then we were talking last week about emotions, and we all know that we are, you know, ruled by our emotions. So today, we want to talk about gratitude and the attitude of gratitude. So, when we have gratitude, that unlocks the fullness of our life. And it turns what we have into enough and more. And it turns denial into acceptance. It turns the chaos in our life into order. It turns the confusion into clarity. And it can turn a meal into a feast. It can turn a house into a home. You know, I mean, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past. And it brings us peace for today, and it creates our vision for tomorrow.
You know? Well, there are many things to be grateful for, and if you just really stop and look at everything that's in your life, every person, every place you've been, every place you're going, every meal that you eat, and look at it with gratefulness, it does change it. It just makes it a better journey. It's a nice way of living. A lot of people forget to be grateful when they're tied into emotions and thinking about tomorrow, thinking about the past. But if they stop and look at the now and just be grateful for what they have, it's a journey it's beautiful and peaceful.
That's great, yeah. You know, if we concentrate on finding whatever it is that's good in every situation, then we realize that our life is full with gratitude. And that feeling of gratefulness fills our soul. And it brings that there is a calmness to living in gratitude. It's that quiet joy, you know. And then if we only pray for and say thank you for our entire life, if all we do is just say thank you, that is enough. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's so much to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I'm grateful for is our guest this week. We have Alicia Tompkins coming on in just a short while. We have an interview to share with our listeners, and she is working with some miraculous techniques to help people get through pain quickly as opposed to living in pain. So I just want to invite all of you listeners to stay tuned. We will have Alicia later on this morning. And I would like to invite you to pick up the phone and call. We want to hear good news. We want to have a smile on our face on this Monday morning. So tell us something good so we can have big smiles on our face. Call 347-324-5983. Again, that's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. It's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought, or you could even send in a question. We would appreciate that. You also have the option of chatting with us. So all you need to do is log on to the show and start a chat. And what we'll do is we'll read it over the airwaves just for you and for our listeners. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry, bringing the show to you to share good news today.
I want to say that, you know, we can be thankful for things that we don't even have, you know, because if we already had everything, then we wouldn't have anything to look forward to. So we can turn that around. And we can be thankful for the difficult times that we had in our life, because those are the times that we grew the most. There's so much, you know. We can be thankful for the new challenges that come our way. Those challenges is what builds our strength and our character. And we can be thankful for the mistakes in our life. I mean, even our mistakes we can be thankful for. Those mistakes are what teach us those valuable lessons that as we're going through it, we're thinking, oh my God, how am I going through this? But you know, it is what is our biggest lessons.
We discover many things through our mistakes. We discover things about ourselves. We discover things about our friends. It's definitely part of lessons in life.
Yeah, we realize what we don't ever want to do anymore, you know, what we don't want to have in our life. You know, we realize that we don't want to have friend relationships that are not supportive to a good lifestyle. We can realize that, you know, we don't need to have that in our lives anymore. We need to move on to go on to healthier and more positive experiences. And, you know, we ask ourselves, what does gratitude mean? Well, to live in a state of gratitude is probably the greatest gift we can receive. And whatever happens, there is gratitude. It's like it becomes the core of all our experiences and of all our decisions and of all our actions are filled with gratitude. What I always tell people to do is write a list of like 10 things that you're grateful for. And that really keeps you in alignment with the flow of being grateful. You really get to see, you know, sometimes people think that, you know, they have nothing to be grateful for until they start writing it down and they realize, you know, just even the little things. It's, you know, if you don't have anything, you have your life, you have your health, you know, you have the little things, the roof over your head, you have a place to sleep. There's so much. If more people knew how strong an effect gratitude had on our lives, the world would change. It would develop that attitude of gratitude because it just makes us feel good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is a big key to life, gratitude. And I know when you live a life with gratitude, it's a better quality of life.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of gratitude, I have a story that I would like to share. It's a good news story, and I know we all love hearing good news. And I'll read that to our listeners now. It's called Teen Resumes Normal Lifestyle After Cornea Transplant. It's magic. That's how Josephine DeMolria described her 14-year-old daughter. Victoria's ability to see again after Orbis corneal transplant, one of the first corneal transplants to be performed in her native Uganda. Victoria was severely visually impaired by keratoconus, a malformation of the cornea. By the time she made it to Orbis patient screening in Kampala's Mulago Hospital, in July of 2006. I see the future for her now, Josephine said, upon witnessing her daughter read an eye chart just one day post-transplant before there was none. Multiple vision robs the teen of future. Meeting Victoria before surgery, you would never know she's functionally blind. She looks you square in the eye as she speaks. She's bright, articulate, and positive. Only once she explains what the keratoconus has done to her do you realize the extent of her impairment. I see double or triple images of everything or more, she said. I go to school, but I can't see the blackboard or read my books. I can't see the lines in my notebook to write in it. I have trouble using the computer. I can't see the letters to type, and it's quite hard. The other kids tease me, and they laugh. In fact, Victoria's teachers had already urged parents to take her out of school and asked her to consider what life would be like for Victoria if she didn't qualify for the transplant, her father was visibly shaken. "My greatest fear is that she'll end up in a school for the blind," he said. "She's very ambitious, and life would be so frustrating for her." Before her surgery, Victoria had given up on nearly all her passions. She's a gifted artist, and she could no longer draw. A student athlete, she sat out tennis, badminton, and dodgeball. At home, she couldn't set a glass on the table, thread a needle, or determine how much cooking oil she poured in a pan. She couldn't even cut her nails, her mother said. Now with the cornea transplant, Victoria is looking forward to resuming all of those activities and more. Although prior to the transplant, she said she wanted to go into fashion design, now she wants to become an eye doctor. "Orbis has helped me, so why shouldn't I help them?" Victoria asked. "I'm filled with gratitude," her mother acknowledged. "We didn't know what we'd do if Victoria was forced to leave school. But she can do anything now." I just love those words. "I'm filled with gratitude." The gratitude of having a daughter with sight after being faced with the fear of having a daughter that's blind and living a life of blindness. So that's my good news story today.
That's beautiful. I mean, everybody, we all need to hear good news. You know, it helps us through the difficult times of everyday life, and it gives us the confidence to face the future. That's an absolutely beautiful story, and gives everyone so much hope that, like we were saying, you know, in having that attitude of gratitude, that it brings on more. It opens up the flow for more gratitude, for more good to come into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes,
she's so grateful that now she's changing her whole vision of career to help others. That's the gratitude she's filled with.
Yeah, I love that. Sometimes, you know, it's when I talk to people about gratitude and they're like, "No, I really don't have anything to be grateful for." And I always say that sometimes it's not that easy to come up with that gratitude. You may have to feel like you're faking it till you make it a little bit. You know, act as if, kind of put the practice in. Start saying thank you. Even though it feels like it's not a genuine thank you, genuine gratitude, it's if you say it often enough, the body will start feeling the joy inside.
Mm-hmm. I heard once that if you are not feeling happy, that if you hold a smile, just grin, and hold it for 30 seconds, it convinces your mind that you're happy, and before you know it, you're feeling better.
That's true.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's exactly it. And laughter. You know, if we bring laughter into our lives, I mean, we should make a point to have laughter all through the day, you know, make somebody laugh. Laugh at something that, you know, with someone. Share laughter. Share a belly laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a great feeling, to share a belly laugh. And, you know, it seems that love and gratitude go hand in hand. And the more grateful we are, the more love comes in.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Sherry. Absolutely beautiful. I want to remind you listeners that Alicia Tompkins will be with us later this morning. We have interviewed her, and she has a fabulous technique that helps people move through pain quickly as opposed to going to therapy for years and years and years. And we're honored to have her with us this morning. So stay tuned. You will hear that fabulous story that she has to share with us. And I just want to welcome everybody to the Good News Show. This is the Positive Morning Chat. We are here Monday mornings, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And we would love to have callers call in. We have emails from people. And I just want to thank you, listeners, for reaching out to us and helping support this show. We want to hear from you, so pick up the phone. Give us a call. Tell us a good story. Make us smile on this beautiful morning. Call 347-324-5983. It's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or a question, and we'll share it with our listeners. And if you also, if you don't have access to email or if you want interaction live with us, you can also chat with us. So log in and start a chat. We'll read it over the airwaves just for you and our listeners. This is Patty Black, and I'm reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry. Now, Sherry, you had mentioned something earlier in the show. You read it sounded like a list. You gave the listeners a list of things to think about. And I'd like for you to go through that again because it was so powerful and there was so much there that I think advocates going through that again for our listeners.
Well, I was saying that, you know, we can be grateful for what we don't have already. Because if we had what we already have and what we already want, then we wouldn't have anything to look forward to. So we're in that situation where we're looking for that perfect job or that perfect mate, and, you know, we don't have that. So we can already be in grateful mode about what we do have because that being in gratefulness will bring to us more of what we want. If we are thankful for the difficult times and things that are not going so great in our lives, those are the times that we will grow the most. So I also have been holding on to like a stone, and like you can get a stone from the ground. You can find a perfect little rock of some sort and make that your gratitude rock. I heard that maybe last year someone was telling me about hold on to a gratitude rock, and that will keep reminding you that you want to be grateful. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying, sometimes it does take practice to stay in that frame of mind of being grateful. And having a gratitude rock will keep reminding you that that's what you want to stay in gratefulness.
So it's like a trigger to go to the thoughts of being grateful, and it's a daily reminder. So throughout the day when you find the rock in your purse or in your pocket, it makes you stop for a second and think of, you know, it's a sign of gratitude, so you think of just being grateful. And that helps. I know you mentioned last week you made reference to a committee in our mind and how there's that conversation in our mind, and if there are negative thoughts, to change those thoughts. And I know in the morning when I wake up, I would have that committee before I even get out of bed. And for a long time, many years, I had that committee controlling me. Before I even got out of bed, suddenly my stomach would hurt, and I would it would make it harder to get out of bed. But now I do think of gratefulness, and when I wake up, I think about just how beautiful it is to be alive, and that it's another day, and I am healthy, and I have many things. I have love in my life, and now I don't have that stomach ache. So gratefulness is a very important part of just being. It's not the thoughts create the emotion, but if you can live in that emotion, it just it gives you a quality of life that you can't really explain unless you experience it. So
right. Yes, that's true. And, you know, when I try to do myself, and as I get out of bed and my feet hit the floor and I'm going to brush my teeth and I'm going to make some coffee, mm-hmm. I am saying thank you. I am, you know, I could say it like 100 times if that, you know, as I'm going to do my little things that I need to do in the morning. I'm in gratefulness, and that for me is a great way to start my day. We can, you know, we can be thankful for all the challenges that come our way. you know, that's like it's hit us at a time that we're not expecting it. But, you know, when those challenges come along, and we can be thankful for what's happening because it's building us a better character and it's building more strength so that we can move through, we can cope with it. And, you know, we can be thankful for all the mistakes that we've had.
Right. They give us knowledge. Mistakes give us knowledge.
Yes,
and wisdom.
It makes us who we are today. We can be more, you know, create more because we've gone through it and we've had the mistakes. I also say that I try to be grateful before it even happens. Like, it's called like, it's a positive affirmation, actually, but it's being grateful. Let's say you're working and you don't have the job that you want. I can say, like, I put it out there to the universe, and I will say I'm thankful for the incredible job I have. And even though it's not happening, you're creating that to happen in the future. It's act as if, I call it, you know, being thankful ahead of time, being thankful for, you know, having the perfect relationship that is supportive, your soulmate, the healthy relationship that you want, even though you're not having it right now. If you're thankful ahead of time, it's like, it's one of those things that if you do it, it happens, and you don't know why or how it's really happening, but you're just creating that openness to create more wonderful things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage everybody to kind of try that a little bit. Act as if, be thankful in advance, even though you don't have it. You know, for myself, I used to want to get out and exercise every day, but I just didn't have the motivation and I wasn't doing it and I would procrastinate. And I would start getting up and saying, oh, I'm so grateful that I can get up and exercise every day and I feel so good and I love exercising, I love walking. And even though it wasn't happening and I would do it once in a while and I exercise every day, my body started doing what I was saying. And before you know it, I live that way. I exercise. I love it. And that's just one of the little ways that I've made that change and made that work for me.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost as if you're grateful that you have the desire to see, in your case, you look forward to exercising. And just like with the relationship, looking for a healthy relationship is a good place to be. Most people don't know what a healthy relationship is for them until they've gone through some painful things or relationships that didn't work. So being in a place of looking for something that's healthy is just in itself something to be grateful for. So looking forward to exercising, that's something to be grateful for. Maybe going through the actual exercise can be painful and exhausting, but you're taking care of yourself, and that's important.
Like with people that say, people that are smokers, they want to stop smoking. And they just, you know, they keep waking up with, you know, they don't have the motivation, they don't have the willpower, they think they don't have the willpower to stop, and it's really, that committee is like getting them down, and they're not able to stop. One of the ways to start working it is saying that positive affirmation of, I no longer smoke, I am not a smoker, I am so grateful that I don't smoke anymore. I'm so grateful that I was able to quit smoking. Even if you haven't done it and you wake up every day and you start smoking again, if you keep saying the the gratitude of how I am not smoking anymore. I love the way I feel. My lungs feel great. I feel healthier from not smoking. You'll be surprised at how that turns around, and all of a sudden, you're not smoking. And you're going, wow, how did that happen? It's one of those mysteries. It's a mystery.
It's a process. Oh, I do want to share a little note from one of our listeners. It's inspiring and encouraging for us as hosts, bringing a good news show to our listeners. And it says, "My daily habit a year ago was to read the news with my morning coffee. I felt the entire world was falling apart and getting worse day by day. Then I found your show online and realized that it made me feel better. Then I read some research on the effects of bad news and made a conscious choice to read uplifting stories and to listen to positive stories and good news. Now I'm all excited about all of the wonderful things around the world instead of feeling helpless. When I listen to your show, I feel empowered, included, and encouraged to get involved. Thank you."
Wow.
That's beautiful.
That is really incredible.
Thank
I love that,
that
story,
email.
Patty.
Yeah, I wanted to read that to you. I know you didn't read that earlier, and I wanted to share that with our listeners. If you would like to share some good news with us, we want to hear from you. So pick up the phone. Tell us a good story. We want to smile on this beautiful morning. So call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. If you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. It's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or a question. We would also like for you to send in a good news story. We will be selecting the top story, and we have a little surprise for our listeners that you'll hear about next week. So during the week, send us a good news story. It'll be worth it. We also have the option of accepting chats, so log in, start a chat, and I'll read it over the airwaves just for you. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and we are going to have Alicia Tompkins here in just a few moments with her incredible story and finding in her technique. And Sherry, do you have any last words for our listeners before we bring Alicia on with us?
I do. I just want to welcome you all to listening to Alicia, because you're in for a powerful treat. I want to end, as I said last week, a few little words that I just love, and it's live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly, and take that into your life.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
I said that last week, and I've had a few people writing me and asking me for that again. So that's going to be every week I'm going to reiterate that and remind everybody.
And we can all take that with us throughout the day and throughout the week. Listeners, I want to thank you for being here. We now have Alicia Tompkins, and Alicia, we're honored to have you here, and I introduced you last week, but I'll introduce you again this week so our listeners know who you are.
And now it's time for Alicia Tompkins. We have all been waiting anxiously for this interview with Alicia today. Alicia is an empowerment coach from Boca Raton, Florida. She uses a life-changing technique called EFT, that's Emotional Freedom Technique, and she assists her clients with freeing themselves from issues of discomfort. And as a social worker, she found traditional counseling to be ineffective and is today using this advanced technique to quickly and painlessly move her clients through emotional trauma, addiction, pain, and mental anguish into clarity, focus, and self-love. Now, Alicia has been committed to using her intuitive healing talents to help her clients with self-discovery, personal development, and bringing their dreams into their reality. She does have a website that you may visit. It's www.movethroughit.com. So for your listeners who want to pull up her website while we're going through this interview, it's www.movethroughit.com. Good morning, Alicia. Do we have you here online with us?
Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am so excited to be with you and Sherry this morning and share with the listeners as they're waking up and starting their brand new day. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we are absolutely honored to have you here today with us. I know our listeners have been waiting for this show. We've had many emails asking for the time of the show, so I would just like for you to introduce yourself to us and tell us about your work, your mission, and your techniques that are being used to help people. And we would like to know what you mean by move through it. I know that's a key element.
It definitely is. And I think you've already introduced me well enough. I think the listeners have an idea of where I came from. And my work was really born out of my own personal issue. And that's what makes me highly effective in what I do. I was suffering myself with issues, emotional trauma. And I had been in a relationship that was emotionally abusive, and I was always being triggered by my past trauma. And he's been my master teacher. And so through the constant prodding and triggering, I kept asking, there's got to be a way to get through this emotional trauma. And I was on the internet, and I was surfing, and I found this work called Emotional Freedom Technique. And I thought, this is kind of interesting stuff. And I checked into it. It seemed so simple. And I'm like, how could this really be effective? So what I found through the work as I started to use it was that it was immediate and that it took my emotional pain away. In fact, I could remember the trauma, but I no longer had it. I could remember it, but I didn't have any kind of an intensity with my memory. I could go back just like a movie and see it in my mind, that it no longer brought me the pain that it used to bring me. And I thought, wow, this is incredible. And literally, I was thinking about my time as a counselor working with domestic violence and child abuse, and I thought, wow, these women needed that. And my professor in college always told me, Alicia, you're impatient. You want to move people too quickly, too fast through their pain. And I'm like, but isn't that the point? I didn't see a need for people to suffer. And, yes, I really wanted to move people quickly. And so that's why I termed myself as an empowerment coach, because, you know, I'm there in the sidelines. Come on, you can do it. You could do it. You could do it. I'm the coach that helps people get through the quagmire in life and to help them understand that they might have these places in their life that are not at peace, you know, that they're not happy about, but yet they can be happy and they can be peaceful because they are not the circumstance. So this work helped me through my pain, and as it was helping me through my pain, I decided I wanted to use it with as many people as possible to help them through their pain and to help them get on the other side and see that there's a lot more to living life and they could have joy in their life every day.
Mm. Well, that's what excited me about your work, Alicia, is that when a person goes to a therapist, they could be in there. I hear people go 2-3 times a week to therapy, and they're talking about the same issue over and over, and they may be years in therapy over the same issues. And I find that with what you do, you take people through things so quickly.
Exactly. Thank you very much. It's a whole new paradigm, and it's hard for people to really wrap their minds around what it is that I do. And I've entitled it an empirical formula, my empirical formula. Empirical really means it's observable. You can observe the effects that are taking place, but you can't really explain why. And literally what I have found that if you clear the body's energy, the mind will follow. So let me say it again. If you clear the body's energy, the mind will follow. And traditional therapy is you've got to clear the mind so that you can move about your day and have and be okay. And I did that a lot. I got into people's heads, and what I found is it just messed them up. And this is what you're talking about is you know, once you get into that mental state and you're constantly digging in there, and I call it hemorrhaging. People are literally hemorrhaging, and then you close them back up and say, well, time's up, you know, out of here. And this is what you're seeing, and so they're rehearsing it over and over with all their friends. And haven't you talked to somebody, Sherry, until you're blue in the face and you realize, hello, is not being effective. And so what I found is that this work is so extremely effective because you're shifting the body's energy, and now the mind has an opportunity to follow. There is now a movement of energy. This is all an energetic process. It has nothing to do with mentally getting in and browbeating you or clearing your mental self. Literally, it is an energetic technique. It moves energy. So as your energy is moving, then when you get to the thoughts that were causing you the problem, you no longer have the circumstance because your energy is moving around what used to be the anxiety.
That's very interesting. That what you said is that if you clear the body's energy, the mind will follow. That's very powerful because, you know, you do that so incredibly well. Very, very interesting.
Thank you. Well, what the listeners don't know, and I've left out a big portion of my life, was after being a social worker, I say after being a social worker, because I was very, very disheartened working with domestic violence and child abuse, and when I did not see traditional counseling working, and I saw women going back into the same relationships, and I saw things just, I just didn't seem to be a part of the solution, and it was very frustrating for me. And so I moved on into doing massage therapy because I wanted to have instant gratification. I wanted people to feel good immediately, and if I couldn't do that through counseling people, let me put my hands on them so that they could feel better. And through that, I started seeing energetically. I literally could see into people's bodies where energy was stuck. And that blew my mind, and I thought, okay, check, 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 two legs, two arms, I'm standing on the planet, everything okay here? What am I seeing? How come I can see people's past? What's going on here? You know, I was checking my own self, and then as a body worker, I was trying to help them. You know, I had that social work background, and then I had the body work background, and I'm like, now, how can I shift that? I was starting to see the energy that was stuck, and literally I had the whole movie playing in my head of what happened when they were young, although they had just come in to see me and I didn't know them. So I was really pleased when emotional freedom technique or EFT came into the picture because I'm like, aha, this is my missing link. This is my vehicle in which I could drive people to freedom with. So there you go.
Very interesting. You know, when you go to a therapist, and they say, well, now you're going to have to work on yourself. And that was, like, so scary. Oh, my God, I got to work on myself now. And your work that you do, it's not work at all. It sounds like, oh, my God, what am I going to sit in front of her, and what is she going to do, and is this going to be fearful, and am I going to be able to do this? But you just seem to take a person effortlessly.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sherry. Yes, I do. I love what I do, and I know that once the person comes and sits in front of me, knee to knee, toe to toe, and I'm tapping on their face because it literally is I have to move their energy, and so I'm using acupuncture points, but I don't use needles. I use my fingertips, and I'm just tapping lightly on the face and the hands, and I'm having you do some eye movement and some humming, which is including the analytical and the creative brain, and we are just tapping into an energetic form, your body, which your emotional self is attached to, and as I'm tapping and you're thinking on the thoughts that once brought you anxiety, literally, instantly, it dissipates, And the shoulders start to drop down. You become peaceful. You become relaxed. And you're like, wow, I can now think about those thoughts, and they no longer bring me that stress, that feeling of anger, that feeling of frustration, that feeling of disappointment. It's gone. You literally cannot find it as you search for it.
That's almost like a miracle.
Well, I think it's just proper timing, Patty. You know, in the universe, we really needed to have a leap forward in psychology. You know, we've had these huge leap forward in technological stance. We look back at, you know, when the TV came in, the radio came in, and how people thought that was really kind of a wild thing that you could plug a box into the wall and literally pick up a wave. And
mm-hmm.
then the TV, you're literally going to see a person in this box plugged into a wall. I mean, we have moved great speeds ahead technologically, but in the psychological advancements, there hasn't been a whole lot going on, if you ask me. But EFT coming in the last 20 years is the most profound shift, I think, that exists.
Mm-hmm. I know, speaking from my own experience with you, I was about to go into a huge life-changing experience, and I didn't even really know that I was going to be going into that big of a change, but by being able to do some work with you, I was able to go into the change with comfort and with freedom, standing in the power of who I am. And I credit that all to you.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. Thank you very much. And I really am honored to work with you and anybody who sits in front of me. This is my mission. It's my passion. It is my purpose in life. I definitely own this purpose. It was for me. It is special for me. I believe that's why I'm really effective at what I do, is because my intention is for the highest good of anybody that sits in front of me. You were saying moving you easily through, and this is the point. It is very easy because you are not mentally stuck, and we have been browbeat about this for so many years that we're mentally stuck. And this is my message. It has nothing to do with your thought process. Your thought process will follow once your body's been opened up, but to constantly beat at yourself, sabotage, abuse yourself. And this is what I find most of my clients are into. I mean, myself included, is this self-sabotage, this constant browbeating that we do behind the scenes. Nobody gets to hear it, but it's our own self-chatter. And so EFT is my technique that I use, my vehicle that I really use to move people through the stuck place. But once they're through the stuck place, I anchor them to the inner child, that inner little being that got lost somewhere, that nobody picked up and said, you're important and I want to praise you. And I help them to bring energy back into the self and give back to the self instead of expecting the external world to give to them. Because so many people are waiting for that boyfriend, that girlfriend, that mother, that dad, that boss to recognize, to appreciate, and to give back to them, when I teach them they can be doing that to themselves in a loving way. And when they have that, they have presence, and nobody can take that away from them.
Love Talk Radio.
And do you also teach them how to do this to themselves when they need to?
Yes, I teach all these techniques that they could be doing these things when they are not with me, not around me, and I teach them basically the inner child work to be doing it as frequently as possible to develop that energy within them, and then moving on into envisioning their life, envisioning their goals into reality, literally spending time to visualize themselves moving forward in their life. And so it's a bit of a repatterning, as I call it. So through the tapping work, the beginning of it, you know, like this statement, even though I blank and fill in the blank with whatever it is, I deep and profoundly accept myself. So, and that's where the move through it came from, because at the end of my statement, I started to say, and I can move through this, and somehow I'm going to be able to move through this. And so that's where the term came from, the phrase for my website, movethroughit.com. Mm-hmm. And the other way I look at that is that we all have this baggage that we carry with us, that we carry within our personal self, within our energetic self, where it becomes blocked. And so I say, whatever you want to put in the bag, move through it. So, again, it's about there is a dynamic out there where you can move through these issues. You don't have to stay in these relationships that don't work, in, you know, within your own concept of self that is so demeaning and demoting to self. We can exist in our lives that have unpeaceful things going on peacefully. We can exist in a happy state, even though there are unhappy things going on in our lives. And it just is, and it will always be true, that life, you know, will not look like Hallmark wants it to look like every day. Our circumstances, you know, life comes at us, and this is a wonderful technique that you can use to remain unattached or detached, as we call it, to these circumstances. They are a circumstance. They're not of us. We are an energetic form that's well beyond our circumstance.
It sounds like you're using a technique that could help every individual. And it also sounds like it's like a hands-on type of technique. Are there other, is there resistance in your field to this technique, or are other therapists and social workers using this? How do you plan to help many people?
Right.
How do you plan to get the message out there?
Thank you, Patty. This message is actually was brought forth by Gary Craig through emofree.com, E-M-O-F-R-E-E.com. Gary Craig is a humanitarian, and he's an engineer, and he basically bought this technique. He learned it through the psychologist that created, which was TFT, so that's kind of how it was handed down. And he just wanted to get it out to people, so he literally has a free download available through. So if you go to mymovethroughit.com, you go to the links, and you'll get to emofree.com, and you could download a free manual, and you can learn how to do this technique yourself.
So,
oh, that's exciting. So that is there. That's in place. Now, it is, you know, it's being advertised in Psychology Today. There are so many people who endorse this. If you look at emofree.com, if you go to my website, you'll see the endorsements, Deepak Chopra, Candace Pert. There are many medical doctors who are now using this, and they're finding out that if they would just tap on their patients, they might not have to write a prescription, because it probably most likely is emotionally based. And look at everyone who is on antidepressants. We could be movingthroughit.com with all these issues, and you wouldn't have to be on all these drugs, these prescriptive drugs that have side effects. So once you have an issue, you know, take note. Try tapping first before you get on to some form of medication if you so choose, if it's something you desire.
Yeah. Yeah, Sherry and I, when you said, thank you for sharing that with our listeners, Sherry and I got very excited, and our eyes opened up, and we're like pointing, we want it, we want it. So we'll definitely go to that website. Now, do you have any upcoming seminars or shows or online events that you could tell us about?
Definitely, Patty. Thank you very much. I have been a network marketer throughout my lifetime, and I love the concept, and because I love the concept of residual income, and I understand the business so well, and I wanted to work with the groups of distributors that were out there, so I have created a program called Envision Your Goals into Reality that is basically for the home-based entrepreneur, and there's a lot of us who work out of our homes. And we still need to have, you know, that energy moving when it comes to selling ourselves. So regardless if you're going to sell a product or sell yourself, a lot of us who are in, if you want to call it the metaphysical space, they're selling their intuition, they're selling themselves as a reader, as a coach, whatever have you, there is always fear involved in standing up and selling yourself, presenting yourself to groups and individuals. And so I deal with that issue. I deal with the issue of following up and referrals and everything. I have many of my clientele come from a vast background. One of my clients is a fitness trainer. And so the idea of asking her clients for referrals freaked her out. She didn't want to do that because in her mind, as she was thinking about it, the energy was stuck, as I teach people to understand, and it was stuck around the issue of asking for referrals because her then thought was, well, then they'll think I don't have any money, and I don't want them to think that. So you see how this all comes becomes convoluted. So we tapped on the issue of being afraid to ask for referrals and moved it into, I'm expanding my career, and I would like your help, and brought her into a whole new energetic about that where she was empowered. She actually feels powerful asking for the referrals. So in just 2 minutes earlier, she was saying, ooh, I can't do that. So that's how fast this work is.
That's incredible.
So my workshop coming up, talking about my workshop, I have a workshop coming up March 15th. It's a Saturday from 10 to 4. It'll be here at my home. And basically it will be on that transformation. And literally you will transform your fears. I have a whole grading system, which is our traffic light, the red, yellow, and green. And the red stands for the things that I dread, where my energy is so totally stuck. I'm not going through that. And then I have the yellow, which is the uncertain. It's still uncomfortable, but, it's doubtful. And then I have the green. It's a grading system so people can really see where they are in each of these issues. So that will be held March 15th here at my home in Boca Raton.
Uh-huh. That sounds great. Can I make a suggestion, or could you consider maybe in the future changing your seminar days to a Sunday so that I may attend?
I never even thought about it. Sherry, I never thought about that.
Some people do have to work on Saturdays.
Right. Of course, this is true. So basically what I put on my flyer is overcome fears and obstacles that stand in your way of success, increase your personal value and self-worth, overcome the fear of prospecting, act with greater confidence, develop a clear understanding that you're operating a professional business, break through the fear that I'm not a good salesperson, and become more effective in all areas of your life. Because once you start tapping through these issues, what's really funny is they could collapse a lot of other fears that are existing in that arena that you didn't even take note of.
Well, that I could think is going to be very helpful. It's going to help people in business. And there is a trend where people are working from home. We have the personal laptop. The corporate structure has changed dramatically over the years. And many people do work from home, and it's different. You're alone. We have about 8 more minutes, and I just want to know if you have a suggestion for a book that somebody may pick up. I know you mentioned the website earlier. Do you have any other suggestions for reading material?
Well, I think emailfree.com will really help people understand what it is I do. However, I have to say, just because of the dynamics of humanity, there is a book that I find so powerful because I find that a lot of people's issues from past parental issues come from a very strong manipulative pattern. And I love this book, Emotional Blackmail. And for anybody who's going through a difficult relationship, whether it be with your boss, with your partner, with your parents, that book by Susan Forward I have found to be an incredible book of large proportion that has helped people to understand the fog, fear, obligation, and guilt that most of us come up under, and our communication skills just, I call them bottom feeders. We just kind of bottom feed out at our communication level, and many people, as opposed to just really communicating, they're manipulating, and they don't realize that they've been trained. We've all been trained. So I like that book, and it is something that dredges up what's really going on, but at least then you can deal with it. Then you're clear on what's going on, and you can deal with it. So I like that book, and I refer it to many of my clients.
Thank you.
Alicia, I want to ask you, do you ever get depleted and need to fill your tank up with energy? What do you do?
Well, I use my technique every day. That's one thing. I walk my talk. And if I have, basically I went in front of a group of ladies and my knees were knocking and shaking. And I actually went through one of the tappings that I was doing with my workshop with for presenters. And it was like, it knocked that right out of the ballpark. I could stand right up there and speak. And I felt so good. And, well, I feel good today too. And knowing that, you know, this is going to be on a radio, you know, it brings a lot of fear to think that you're speaking in front of people. And that is a huge issue for salespeople is presenting. So I use my own work, Sherry. I use it every day. And that's how I revitalize my energetic system because I really understand it. I am energetically blocked. It's not a mental thing. And so I clear my energy and boom, I'm ready to go.
Good question, Sherry. Very good question. We have 4 minutes remaining. Alicia, we are so pleased to have you here this week. I know our listeners are sending emails in. I see them coming in as we're going through this interview, so we definitely have a good response. And I just would like to give you the opportunity to tell our listeners an inspiring positive thought to take throughout the day with them today.
All right. Thank you, Patty, and thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank you, Sherry. It's been a delight. Listeners, I just would like you to know that you can live your life in a zestful way and that the circumstances and the situations that you go through on a daily basis are not literally you. And even though we have these things that are in our lives, we could still be happy. We could still be at peace. And that's what I offer you through using the technique that I use is an instant, effective, simple technique that will move you through these issues and into a space where you can find yourself at peace, at a calm space, so that when you're interacting with the person that once brought you the anxiety, that you can actually be very peaceful and calm. So have a great day and know that you can move through it.com.
And there you have it, listeners. You have been listening to Alicia Tompkins out of Boca Raton, Florida. Alicia, we want to thank you for visiting our show, and we do hope that you do come back again in the near future to interview with us again.
I would be glad to. Thank you, Patty. Thank you,
Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Alicia.
You're welcome.
Great. Thank you. And listeners, we want to have you next week. Listen to us at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for joining our show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sherry,
bye.
Sherry, isn't that incredible? We have Alicia.
I am so inspired. I took notes on everything she was saying, and I'm checking out the website. I do want to tell everybody, if you want to call in, you can call the number that is on the screen. And Patty, what is the number that people can call?
347-324-5983. 347-324-5983. We had several callers on hold throughout Alicia's interview, and I just want to say we appreciate all of your support and that you do call in and send emails. And we do have a 5-star rating. That's our good news. We wanted to share that with you because we're all part of this. And thank you. We love you, listeners, and we're looking forward to you coming on next week. And Sherry,
I want to say that, you know, this is actually, the show has changed our lives also because we're on top of good news now, and there's just so much excitement in that.
We have 1 minute left, and we do have a caller. Should we take
it? Sure, we'll take that call. I just want to say, live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And we have a caller.
The caller. We lost the caller.
Oh, we lost the caller. Okay, well, we'll end with that. Just want to keep reiterating this because it is the new mantra for our show is live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly.
You have been listening to Positive Morning Chat at the Good News Show. This is host Patty Black and co-host Sherry. And we invite you to listen to us too again next week at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday morning. Thank you for all of your support, and we love you, listeners.
Thank you from Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Till next week.
Bye.